This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it's always a good to have powerful friends in high places, we'll say, anyhow. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can be part of the conversation. You can also buy my stuff. I have no other way to say it. Just buy my stuff. It helps keep us on the air. It helps put money in my pocket. That always makes me feel good, too, when I can put money in my pocket. So I do appreciate the time, again, that you spend with me and you're working through this. So if you head up to the website, we have a store there. TheRealSide.com/store, or you can just find a store when you go there. And in the store, I've got all kinds of stuff for sale. We've got the book for sale, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to be afraid of, taught to hate, taught to despise. You're going to find out it's not a big deal. You've been fed a line of garbage, if you would. And don't fall into it. Read it. Figure it out. It ain't a whole bunch of money. If you head over to Amazon, you can actually get it, you get the e-book or the Kindle book. You can actually buy an e-book at the website as well. Now, if you buy it from my website, I sign them, except for the e-version, obviously. But you can buy them on the website. There I sign them, and I'll send you a signed copy should you want it signed. Or if you do it up on on Amazon, you probably get it faster. Anyway, you cut it, you'll get it faster. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And Joe Biden. God bless Joe Biden. He needs it. Ah, poor lost soul. You know, it's always good to have, I'd say friends in powerful friends in high places, but I don't know how powerful he still is. I'm sure among his group he is. But what he did for his niece, what I perceived that he did, okay, I'll put it that way, for some of you get mad at me when I suggest. But, you know, any one of us did this, it wouldn't have been this easy for us. You know what I'm saying? Apparently the wild child niece of former Vice President Joe Biden stole more than $100,000 in a credit card scam. And, you know, it's funny how the press didn't find this. Isn't that interesting? I mean, if one of Trump's associates that he hadn't seen in 20 years did something like this, it'd be all over the paper. Look who he's associating with. But she was able to quietly cut a plea deal in Manhattan that spares her any jail time. Now, using a, quote-unquote, borrowed credit card, the blonde Caroline Biden set up an unauthorized customer account at the Bigelow Pharmacy on 6th Avenue in Greenwich Village, and racked up a six-figure bill over the course of a year. Now, according to a criminal complaint that doesn't have the name of the, I'd love to know who the card owner is. How she pulled that off for a year. As part of the plea deal before the Manhattan Supreme Court, Justice Kevin McGrath Kevin McGrath and Biden's niece pleaded guilty to one charge of grand larceny and another of petite larceny. That's a new one. And agreed to make restitution of $110,800. Now, she pays everything back and keeps her nose clean. She can return to court and enter a substitute plea to a lower misdemeanor charge. But she'll stay out of jail even if she fails to live up to the plea deal. Of course. Of course. She's a relative of a hardcore liberal. Of course she's going to stay out of jail. Now, anyone, if it would have been you, me, or anybody else that we know, you'd be in jail already. The gavel wouldn't have hit for the last time before they had you in handcuffs. The defense attorney wouldn't say a word. Biden was also in Manhattan criminal court in 2014 on charges of resisting arrest, obstruction of justice, and harassment. This was because she went nuts on her roommate. Won't go through the details there. No, but think about this. She went to Georgetown University. Okay, and then she got a scuffle in 2013. She got a scuffle with a cop, a female cop, because she was she was dragged out because the fight was over her not paying rent. So she wasn't paying rent, and she decided that she deserved to still live there. Yeah, right? This is the Biden family. I'm not putting them all down. She's going on to say, I shouldn't be handcuffed. You don't know who you're doing this to. You don't know who you're dealing with. Oh, sound familiar? God, these people are just... She was given another sweetheart deal in that case and a promise that charges would be dismissed if she stayed out of trouble for 6 months. And eventually she did. She did stay out of trouble and it was sealed. Biden didn't even have to show up in court to get that deal. Her then-lawyer, James Liguori, told another Manhattan judge that she was serving her second rehab stint at a Renaissance Ocean Drive, a posh inpatient facility in Florida. She was there for anger management, her lawyer told the judge. The facility only treats anger in the context of a broader drug addiction treatment. So what he told the judge she was there for, they didn't even deal with. Unless it was in line with drug abuse. The pressure of The pressure of being Joe Biden's niece made her totally unravel, Paul Johnson said. It's a desire for attention, a cry for help. She's a very complicated girl who has a lot of feelings and a lot of issues. Really? Really? I wish I was the judge in that case. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I got to go throw up. I'll be right back. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Don't leave me here alone. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and being involved. I want you involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you do it on Facebook. I don't care if you do it on private chat room there that we have on TheRealSide.com, TheRealSide.com, where you can also find copies of my book and our shirts. Hashtag stand. I want you to stand for America. I want you to stand for liberty. I want you to stand for freedom. I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing? We're sitting back and complaining, and not all of you. It doesn't pertain to you. Just flush it. Don't even worry about it. But we're complaining about George Soros. We're complaining about these resist movement people. We're complaining about what's going on at Town Hall. It's not going to stop them from going. What's going to stop them from going is you showing up, is you getting there. And not so much shouting them down, but making sure that they know that there's a presence there and you're listening and you know what whack jobs they can be. Anyhow, we're talking about Joe Biden's niece and how much trouble she's been in over the years and how, you know what, bottom line with this, how much she's gotten away with. Right? Think about it. She's been, because she's Joe Biden's niece, because she's Joe Biden's, I don't know, I don't even know how, what's that?
Family,
yeah, but how close, yeah, listen, I got family I'm not close to and I don't want to be close to. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, the rehab center she was in, that was supposed to be simply anger management, she was there for anger management, they don't handle just anger management. It has to be tied to a drug addiction. And Biden at the time had been suffering from booze and pill addiction. Now, the pressure being Joe Biden's niece, as I started to say earlier, totally unraveled her. Yeah, such a bad thing. I mean, you haven't gone to court, you haven't gone to jail plenty of times because you're Joe Biden's niece. And I don't know what being the niece has to do with how much pressure that has been on you. Now, in the new credit card case, Biden had borrowed the unidentified victim's Chase credit card in order to make a single purchase of Bigelow totaling $672 instead between April and June 2015 and 16, respectively. She went on a buying binge, so she said. So anyhow, I find this stuff amazing. Rick Trader joins me from Conservative Commander Radio to, I guess he's got some insight or more he wants to talk about others. Hey, Rick, haven't had you around for a while. I'm glad you called in tonight.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Always
good. I have a little Biden story that maybe this kind of runs in the Biden family. This entitlement where you can take things or borrow things or, I don't know, screw your roommate out of rent money, you know, this entitlement that maybe the acorns don't fall too far from that Biden tree. And this story comes to me from very, very reliable sources in Delaware. And, of course, Delaware being the home of Joe Biden.
Yep.
But Joe Biden had thousands of dollars of landscaping work done, and he never paid the landscaper. Well, what the landscaper did was he found out that Joe Biden was having this big shindig. He drove up to the Biden home during this shindig, rang the doorbell, and says, "I'm leaving either with the money or the shrubs." So what Joe Biden did is Joe Biden went around to his guests who was at the party, hat in hand, collecting money to pay the landscaper.
That's hilarious. How the heck do you do that with a straight face? I got to know.
Well, you're Joe Biden, you're a U.S. senator, he was a senator at the time, this was before he was vice president, but, you know, these people down in Washington, especially the people on the left, have this entitlement mentality, and of course they pass this entitlement mentality down to their following, but Joe Biden didn't think he needed to pay this landscaper, and so the landscaper that either I'm leaving with the money or I'm leaving with the shrubs.
I love that, though. I mean, it really...
At this party, Joe went around, hat in hand, collecting money from his guests to pay off the card.
God bless it. Can you imagine if that was a story about a Republican?
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
As I said, this comes from very reliable sources. In fact, I've heard it from two or three different sources, this story about Joe Biden.
So,
his landscaper.
So, Rick, listen, we haven't had you, we haven't been able to connect in a while. Tell people about your show.
It's Conservative Commandos Radio Show. Find us. Our website is ccrshow.com, ccrshow.com.
You know, I don't know if you knew about this, but when the, last week when the Comey hearings were going on, you got a few minutes or you got to run?
Sure, no. I'm just sitting home watching You know, while I'm on Facebook following you, listening to your show, watching the movie Big. It's called multitasking.
Well, there you go. Yeah, something I don't do very well. But so they had pictures. I guess this was an event in New York last week where people ran out to bars and they had like a pseudo happy hour during the Comey hearings because they were expecting. Yeah, they were expecting a big bomb to drop, right? I mean,
they were
right. So they were, and when it first started, I'm looking at these pictures from this bar where they're high fiving each other and they're toasting each other. You know, here it comes, Trump is done, Trump is finished. And as it's going on, they put these series of pictures together, and you can see these perplexed look in these people's faces, and you can see them getting more irritated, and they're not mad. They're mad that the bombshell doesn't show up. And the beauty is, I don't know whose side this photographer's on, but he's pulling back, and he's getting pictures of more and more people. And I'm telling you, if you could see this, you could see how perplexed these people look. They're very confused as to why Comey's not just saying, you know, he's a thug and he did A, B, C, and D, and he's done. So these people are going to be very upset in the coming days. And I got to tell you something. As much as I want justice served, as much as I want to see things happen, I think President Trump needs to shut it down. And I'll tell you why I think he needs to shut it down. I think that, you know, the Comey, who's the, oh God, what's the name of the special prosecutor? Mullen.
But
right?
Joe, are you sure you want him to shut it down?
I'll tell you.
Because it seems like the more and more that comes out, the more and more it vindicates Donald Trump. And it vilifies Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton.
Then Rick, I won't have to put somebody else other than Mueller in there, because what he's doing now is he's bringing people in that were, you know, supporters of Hillary, big dollar supporters of Hillary, and
Mueller was a supporter of Hillary.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen.
You know,
We got to go for a quick break. Don't go anywhere. I want to hold you over for the next segment. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. We'll be back in just a minute. I promise. Don't go far, really. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mussina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. I mean, you could, there's 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, which, frankly, I'd like to believe shows the level of IQ that you actually have. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me bring him back on again, because I haven't had him on in a while, and I have a lot of fun when he's on the show with me. Rick Trader joins me. I got that red state radio thing popping up in my face all of a sudden. Rick Trader joins me from Conservative Commandos Radio, and Rick, I always enjoy when you're on with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air.
Well, great to be with you, Jeff.
All right, so
always love coming on your show. You know that.
Yeah. So you obviously been watching what's going on with Comey and what's going on with Trump, and give me your take on it there from you know your side of the world. You're in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area, and
my take is this is the day of the Comey hearing. What came out of it? You know that Loretta Lynch. Maybe there needs to be an investigation with her, and you know you can almost follow the dots from the Comey hearing back to Loretta Lynch, back to the time when she ended up on an airport tarmac in Arizona with Bill Clinton in her airplane. Can you follow? Is it the trail there, Joe? It's almost like it's pointing right back to that event. Is that Loretta Lynch went to Comey and said, let's not call it an investigation. Let's call it a matter. The whole thing was dirty. The whole thing is dirty, Joe. And, you know, Comey said in the hearing that Donald Trump was not a target of the investigation. That Trump asked him many times if he was a target, if he was being investigated, and each time he said no. So much was made of the fact that, well, Trump talked with Comey 6 times since he was president, and Barack Obama only talked to him twice in 8 years. Well, maybe that shows how removed as the president Barack Obama really was. Maybe he should have had closer ties with his FBI director. But I'll tell you what this reminded me of, Joe. remember when Ali North went to Congress? This was during the Iran-Contra.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody thought that he was going to be tore apart, and Ali North walked out of there as a hero because the story that they got was totally different than the story that they anticipated, eagerly anticipated. Well, the same thing with Comey. It was eagerly anticipated that Comey was going to go in there and say Donald Trump is a dirty, rotten scumbag who is in cahoots with the Russians. And that's exactly what the left wanted. But no, you didn't hear that. What you heard was Donald Trump was not being investigated. Number two, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and Loretta Lynch should be. That Barack Obama was a deadbeat president. Just like a deadbeat parent, he was a deadbeat president, had very little contact with his FBI director. And so what I'm saying now is, okay, when is the media going to shut up about Donald Trump and the Russians?
Oh, come on, Rick, never. You know that.
There.
They're never going to shut up about what we're doing.
Do you think that the general population, including the ones with their heads in the sand, are going to get so sick and tired of hearing about Donald Trump and the Russians, they're going to go numb on the issue?
Yeah, I think.
What do you think?
Yes, I do. I think it's going to get to the point. I think it's already getting to that point. I don't believe any of the polls that CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, you know, the whole alphabet soup group come out with. I don't believe any of them anymore, okay? I don't believe that he's in the tank and nobody likes Trump anymore and he's lost all this. I don't believe any of it. I think it's like everything else. They keep screaming about what Trump's doing. They keep poking away. And the only ones believing it, truly believing it, are those on the very far left. Those on the very socialist, democratic portion of this, okay? Or the people that just can't follow, they don't follow anything but their party. But you flew over something. I want to come back to it. The hypocrisy behind this, when you talk about their big thing is, why would Trump want to be alone with Comey unless he was going to have him do something illegal, wrong, or immoral? All right? And I want to play it a little differently. Why would Billy Bob Clinton want to be alone on a plane in a tarmac where reporters couldn't see them together with Loretta Lynch unless they were going to do something illegal, immoral, or just bad?
Great point.
Right.
Another point that Comey made that, of course, the liberal media wanted to jump all over was Comey said that Donald Trump said to him that he expected loyalty. Hello? If I'm president of the United States, I want the people around me to be loyal to me also.
Okay, so let's do something here.
I don't want people coming at me with a knife in my back.
Yeah.
I want loyal people around me.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Anybody who runs a business or anybody who's involved in government wants and expects the people around him to be loyal. What is wrong with that? He didn't tell Comey, I want you to break the law for me. What he said was, is I expect the people serving with me to be loyal. What is wrong with
well,
that?
Well, listen, okay, so where the country is culturally is broken up a lot of different ways, right? You know, you got East Coast, West Coast, the South, the middle part of the country. And I joke about this all the time. And I said, you know, Donald Trump is acting like the stereotypical successful New York businessman, all right? And most people in California don't even have a clue what that means. And I say that from this standpoint. In California, when you say, hey, we're meeting at 5 for drinks, that doesn't mean you're meeting at 5. That means you're meeting at 5:10, 5:18, 5:15, 5:11, right? But on the East Coast, when you say we're meeting at 5 for drinks, everybody's there at 5 o'clock because that's how it works. So,
yep.
Right, it's a whole different mindset. And you're right. When I have people working for me, if I was the president, I'd be saying the same thing. I may not have used the word loyalty, but I don't have a problem with it. I would look at Comey and say, I have to know I can trust you. I have to know that you have my back. I have to know that we're working together to fix this thing, okay? Now, if that word is loyalty for him, I'm fine with that. I don't think that Donald Trump expects anybody working with him, for him, and next to him, to to put Donald Trump in front of the needs of the country. I don't believe that for a second. Do you?
No, I don't. I absolutely do not. See, Donald Trump is a very powerful man. Has businesses, successful businesses all over the world. And you know why, Joe? Because he has loyal people working with him. And that's the same thing he's expecting as president. We elected Donald Trump because he was not a politician. That he was different. He was a businessman. The politicians have screwed up this country something terrible. For anyone who says a businessman is bad, we need politicians, the damn politicians that have put us in the situation. Okay? It's the politicians that have led us down this road, Joe. Donald Trump is different. He is a businessman. He's a manager. The reason he's successful is he surrounds himself with good, successful people who are loyal to Donald Trump. Why would we expect him to be any different as president?
Yeah, I mean,
why would we want him to be any different as president than he has been as a businessman?
I find it interesting that the left thing said Donald Trump asking for loyalty is the same as asking someone to screw the country. Because that's not what he's saying at all. But I tell you what, you didn't have to ask, Hillary didn't have to ask, or Obama didn't have to ask anybody to be loyal, because they knew that they'd end up dead if they weren't. It was really that, right? It was really
well,
that
you
simple.
Know, it's the hypocrisy of the left. Joe, and you know, I wanted to talk for a minute about the hypocrisy of the left. Joe, during the last presidential campaign, what did Hillary Clinton and what did Bernie Sanders talk about? Corruption on Wall Street. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Bernie Sanders said it's the Wall Street bankers. Hillary Clinton says it's the Wall Street bankers. You know what the Democrats in New Jersey just did? Do you know who they elected as their candidate to run for governor in November? A Wall Street banker, Goldman Sachs.
No, that can't be true.
Bill
they would never do anything
Bill
like
Murphy,
that.
CEO of Goldman Sachs, is the Democrat nominee for governor in New Jersey.
Rick, we're up against the break. You know how it works. Let me just hold you over so you can tell more people about your show on the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Head up to the website, stations, times, and podcasts. We'll be back in a minute.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, I really do mean it sincerely when I say to you, I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, which tells me, A, that you have a very high IQ, and B, that you really appreciate what I'm doing. I mean, unless you're really, like, bored out of your mind, and it's the only show you can get on your radio, in which case I feel bad for you. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina. I am your host, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody who I haven't had on the show in a while, but I always love when he's on with me. Rick Trader's on with me. He's the host of Conservative Commando Radio. And Rick, again, thanks for being with me.
Joe, it's great to be with you. And you know why your listeners listen to you? Because they're intelligent people, Joe. And they know, like I know, that radio commentary is one of the most difficult things anyone can do. Most guys that try to do radio commentary after 5 minutes, they grind on you so much, you can't wait to turn the dial. Radio commentary, people look at Rush Limbaugh and say, that's what radio commentary is all about. And I agree with them. And most guys out there try to be like Rush Limbaugh, and they fall on their face. There are very few people who can do radio commentary, but in my opinion, no one does it better. No one does it better than Joe Messina.
I appreciate that, Rick. Thanks very much.
That's why I love the radio commentary, Joe.
Yeah, well,
I couldn't do it as good as you.
Well,
That's why I interview.
I try to make it so that people that have the same sixth grade education I have can figure out what the heck I'm saying, you know, because I don't like when they speak politico. I don't like when they speak over our heads. I don't like when they, it's not that they're condescending, but you know, you're watching an interview and a guy comes off and, well, as you know, it's been like this for the last 30 years and so. It's like, no, actually, I don't know. Why don't you inform me first and enlighten me and then explain it, you know?
Well, Jerry, you see, people think to be a radio commentator, you get on there and scream and yell and rant and rage. That's not what a radio commentator should do. What a radio commentator should do, which you do, Joe Messina, you make the listener think.
That, yes, that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I want them to do. I don't want to spoon-feed anybody anything.
Yep.
And you'll hear me say that. It's like, I'm not spoon-feeding you. You go out and figure it out. You look it up. And that way there it sticks with you and you know what the heck we're talking about. So anyhow. But, you know, I look at it again. This is like I want to be clean about this, but this is like a crap storm that's happening there in D.C. They are throwing everything they can at him, every little thing or what have you. But, and they are, and you're right about
one. Including many Republicans.
I'm sorry, are the Republicans in D.C.? When did that happen?
You know what I mean. Well, including the ones who were elected as Republicans. The people that elected them thought they were electing a Republican.
Yeah, you know what, Rick, I look at this and I say to myself, here's the part that constantly confuses me. So the guy is actually trying to implement the things that he ran on. Very simple. I told you I would do this, and now I'm trying to do this, and the GOP is getting in the way. The GOP is getting in the way. You know, and Chuck Schumer came out shortly after he was elected. I talked about this earlier tonight. And it was really funny saying, you know, Chuck Schumer saying, well, we're willing to work with the president if he moves more to the left. If he governs from a Democrat style of governing, and I think to myself, I didn't say to myself, you know me, I'd blow it off all over there. Wait a minute, hold on. If people wanted your style, they would have voted Hillary Clinton. They would have voted all the governors in as Democrats, all the legislative houses, those 900 seats that you lost, you would have got back. People don't want governance from a Democrat standpoint and platform and what have you. They want to change.
Yep.
And I think this is what freaks them out right now, is that they can't understand that people don't want them. You know what I mean?
Well, Joe, the thing that and you know me, I was not a Donald Trump supporter.
Right. Oh, no,
in
I know
the
that.
Primary, I was not a Trump guy. I came to Trump late in the game after he got the nomination. After, you know, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, there was no choice as far as I was concerned. But the one thing that Trump has done, he has kept his campaign promises.
Mm-hmm.
And his most recent was getting us out of that Paris Climate Treaty, that disaster. So look what's happening since then. Europe is beside themselves, Joe. And you know why? You know why Europe is beside themselves, or the heads of state of Europe? They know this is going to cost them jobs. They know that this is going to cost them manufacturing. They know that this is going to be a hit to their economy.
Yep.
And unless the United States goes along with it, the United States is going to stand out not like a sore thumb, but like the green thumb, while all their economies, all their jobs, all their manufacturing goes down the tubes because of this Paris climate thing. The United States pulling out of it, we are going to stand far and above the rest.
Rick.
So Europe don't want that to happen.
Rick,
okay.
Rick, I don't know if you heard this.
That's why they're so angry that Donald Trump kept his word once again and said, we're pulling out of that stinking thing.
The World Health Organization said that we were the cleanest, you know, we were the least polluted country of all the other countries, with the exception of two smaller countries, and I don't even think they have automobiles in those countries, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, we were the cleanest in air quality, cleanest in water quality, and on top of that, the Paris Accord would have cost us, what, $4 trillion by the time we were done with it? Why are we footing that bill for everybody else? The other groups weren't putting any money in there.
Where's that $4 trillion going? Where's that money supposed to go?
Yeah.
How's that money going to make the air cleaner? You know where a lot of that money is? It's wealth redistribution. This money, this Paris Climate Treaty is being bumped up or pushed up by the third world countries who thought they were going to get all that money.
Mm-hmm.
That money was going to end up in the hands of some greenhorn dictator, okay? The Idi Amin's of the world, okay? The Omar Gaddafi's of the world, the Saddam Hussein's of the world, all the dictators of all these countries where their people live in poverty, but they live in lush opulence. That's where that money was going to go. That money wasn't going to go to make the planet cleaner.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That money was going to go to third world countries to pop up tin horn dictators. You know,
and
what's going to happen, Joe, is places like California and New York and New Jersey with stupid liberal governors, by the way, chances are very good we're going to have a stupid liberal governor elected in November.
You think so, huh?
Who are going to put us in these things. Like here in the East Coast, there's something called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. It's a cap and trade. It's cap and trade among the Northeast states. If Christie did anything good, is he pulled New Jersey out of this boondoggle 7 years ago. But the Democrats can't wait to get us back in. So they're going to jack up utility rates. More people, more money coming out of the hands and pockets of the people. And God knows where this money goes for these regional greenhouse gas initiatives. These governors of these liberal states says, well, we don't care what Donald Trump says. We're going to adhere to the Paris Treaty. What are they going to do? Collect the money and send it to some tin horn dictator in some African or Asian country? It's just stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah.
Europe knows it. Europe knows that it's going to hurt their economy. Europe knows it's going to cost them jobs. Europe knows it's going to cost them manufacturing. And that's why they're so angry, because Donald Trump pulled us out. We are going to be that shining green thumb of prosperity.
All right. Well, hey, you know how this works. We got to go. We're up against the clock real quick. Tell them where they can find you.
CCRshow.com, CCRshow.com, Conservative Commandos Radio Show.
Perfect.
Where the newsmakers go to be heard.
There you go. I like that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, listen, it's really simple. A couple things I want you to do. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can always watch live, listen live, take the poll there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. And there's also Patreon up there, right? If they help support shows like mine, $5 a month, $10 a month, skip a lunch, skip a cup of coffee at Starbucks, and help us out. Anyway, thanks for being with me today. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.